You're listening to The Big Picture. The Big Picture. Here is SiriusXM's chief Washington correspondent, Olivier Knox.
And welcome back to The Big Picture. I'm Olivier Knox, chief DC correspondent for SiriusXM. And my next guest is going to give us an exhaustive legal analysis of the president's decision to serve McDonald's and other fast food to... Jack Sharman, attorney at law at Lightfoot, Franklin & White, blogger at White Collar Wire. He was special counsel to what was called the House Banking Committee, now the Financial Services Committee, for its Whitewater investigation. You can find him on Twitter at White Collar Wire. Jack, I'm sorry, we're not going to be discussing that insane spread at the White House yesterday.
Well, I'm certainly not competent to do so.
Jack, did you catch the William Barr confirmation hearing?
I did.
Well, as an actual attorney, I was a paralegal for two painful years several decades ago. What stood out to you?
Well, a couple of things. One, that he was very clear from the very beginning that he will let the special counsel conduct the investigation as the special counsel sees fit, unless it were so far outside Department of Justice policy or the special counsel regulations that it presented Mr. Barr with good cause, to use the language of the regulations, to do something about it, which he also made clear that based on his lengthy period that he's known Mr. Mueller, that he considered that to be very unlikely. So that was the first thing I think that jumped out. He made it clear that, in his words, he would not be bullied by anyone, the president, by Congress, or observers or commentators. He kept returning to the rules, that is the regulations that govern the appointment of a special counsel and the conduct of his or her investigation and the results, if any, of it. And that's probably a good thing to have an attorney general who is highly conscious of the rules. And he, I think, finally, clearly reserved decision-making to himself, which caused some vigorous discussion. But that is the way a special counsel, as opposed to an independent counsel, is set up. As your listeners may recall, that an independent counsel, for example, Judge Starr, was appointed to the pursuant to the independent counsel statute, essentially had no boss, which was one reason lawmakers of both parties decided to let the statute lapse, and then was required to make a report to Congress. That's not the way the special counsel statute and rules are set up, where the attorney general is the special counsel's boss, and any report or communication, at least in the first instance, goes to the attorney general and the attorney general alone.
Yeah, I mean, in leak happy Washington, it's a little hard to imagine that something as important as the Mueller report wouldn't eventually get leaked. But the rules say it's confidential, right?
Well, they say it's confidential in that it's to be provided to the attorney general. And there are, I think, additional aspects to consider about whether any report becomes public or something does become public, what is public, because obviously much of the special counsel's work involves grand jury testimony. And, of course, there are rather strict secrecy rules about grand jury testimony. Apparently, some of the work involves classified information, which might make general public disclosure difficult. So I would expect we, unlike, for example, the Whitewater situation, we should probably not expect a sort of complete, voluminous, multi-volume report. But if there is one, what's ultimately publicly consumed might be something much more summary and partial.
I'm talking to Jack Sharman, blogs at White Collar Wire, and plies his day job, attorney at Lightfoot, Franklin and White. You could find him on Twitter at White Collar Wire. Jack, you talked about reserving judgment. That was the questioning from the Democratic side about whether or not Barr would recuse himself, right?
Yes, there was some discussion about whether and under what circumstances Mr. Barr would recuse himself if those kind of issues arose. And in particular, there was some discussion about the extent to which he would rely upon or obey, I suppose, any ethics advice or conclusion provided him by the career ethics people at the Justice Department. And at least what I took away from it was that he would consider what they had to say in any potential such situation very seriously, but he reserved the ultimate authority to himself to make that decision.
Jack, I thought it was interesting that he emphatically declared that the Mueller investigation is not a witch hunt and took pains to say that he had defended Bob Mueller basically to the White House.
Well, I think that speaks to his career, and probably, although this is somewhat speculation on my part, to his knowledge of Mr. Mueller having worked with him. So that is probably both a professional and personal assessment. And as Mr. Barr said at one point, he is at a stage of his career where, you know, he can feels like he can afford to be, you know, very firm and very, very clear on such matters.
Yeah, I played that clip, the exchange with Dick Durbin, the Democrat of Illinois, asking him, you know, why the heck he wants this job and whether he's concerned, and Barr saying, well, I would be if I were, you know, younger and still needed a career, which was kind of an amazing answer to me, at least.
Yes, it was. Probably unusually candid for congressional hearings, but that may be the exact mindset that's appropriate in this circumstance.
Jack, it's a truism of congressional coverage that judiciary committees, because of the kinds of issues that they take up, typically attract some of the more partisan members of Congress. But today did not devolve into much of a fight, I thought. I thought it was really, I mean, there were disagreements, very clear disagreements, and there were a couple of moments where people flashed some impatience, but I thought on balance it was pretty straightforward stuff.
That did seem to be the case, because the special counsel's investigation was obviously at the very top of the discussion list and very, very important, but there were also other issues that obviously the Department of Justice does many other things besides run a special counsel investigation, and those came up during the questioning, but it did seem to be the case that the members were making perhaps an extra effort to have a reasonably dignified and careful hearing.
Yeah, I mean, I caught most of it. The only times I saw some impatience was on issues like the racial disparities in sentencing, for example, when Cory Booker sort of pushed him on whether the justice system treats blacks and whites equally.
And that obviously has been and remains a meaningful issue in the American justice system, and Mr. Barr has as far as I know, throughout his professional career, been very much a pro enforcement person. You know, that said, he seemed to readily acknowledge things like the recent First Step legislation, which is a bipartisan effort to try to reduce some disparities and to shorten some types of sentences in the federal prison system. That was certainly a lively issue, but it was one that Mr. Barr seemed, comfortable addressing.
Talking to Jack Sherman, he's an attorney at Lightfoot, Franklin & White, blogs at White Collar Wire, was special counsel to what was the House Banking Committee. It's now called the Financial Services Committee. Jack, he seemed, although this is a better question for you, I'm not going to prejudge it. What did you make of his comments about the tension between federal and state laws on marijuana?
Well, I mean, there is some real tension there, both at kind of a philosophical level and a legal level, and for people and businesses who live and operate in state jurisdictions where marijuana is lawful for one or more purposes, that can create some chaos and some risk. But my takeaway is that I think although he certainly understands that he is going to vigorously and as enforce consistent with his sort of overall philosophy the federal drug laws, including the marijuana laws, recognizing that there's some significant sort of multi-level differences and problems that raises.
Jack, I came away less sure of that just because he said at one point he's not going to go after states that have legalized marijuana. He did ask Congress to address this tension with legislation. He also came out personally against legalization, but he certainly didn't come across the way that Jeff Sessions did, to me at least.
I would agree that. I'm sorry. I would agree with that. Attorney General Sessions was quite vigorous on the point, and I think that with regard to federal marijuana law, that again he would probably be a rule abider. That is to say, what's the rule, and is it being followed or not, and what's the reasonable charging decision in this particular instance? And of course, ultimately, that is the response of a prosecutor in that kind of situation. That is to say, this is ultimately a legislative issue, whether congressional, state, or both.
Right. Jack, on another non-Mueller, non-pot issue, he was asked by a couple of different Republicans about the New York Times report that the FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation into the president of the United States. I'm honestly not sure what my thinking is about his answers to that, but maybe you have a sort of a clearer sense of where he stood.
I probably don't. I mean, he struck me as being properly, I think, cautious about that, and sort of ultimately how he would handle that would I think, as he frequently said during the hearing, would sort of depend on the facts that were ultimately presented to him. That would be a very fertile area for error. So I would expect him to be pretty cautious at the outset, whatever he said today.
Jack, before I let you go, any other non-Mueller things stand out to you in that conversation? Whether it's his comments on guns, on private prison reform, on asset forfeiture, anything else stand out to you?
Not substantively. He procedurally and stylistically, he came off as a professional, very calm about going about this this job, and on balance, I think that if he's confirmed, which presumably he will be, that he will actually do a sound job, not only on the Mueller investigation, but in general as an attorney general.
All right, Jack Sharman, he's a blogger at White Collar Wire, attorney at Lightfoot Franklin and White, on Twitter at White Collar Wire. Jack, thanks so much for joining us again. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
We are going to take a short break. We will be back with more of The Big Picture. Stick around.
This is POTUS, SiriusXM Channel 124. Politics lives here.